It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Thursday to you. I hope you've had a good one. I'm trying my best to get you closer to the weekend. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. We've had a fun show. Where you been? You can always listen to every minute, every second, every hour, every interview on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's football time, folks. It's August 22nd. We got college football on Saturday. We got a break in the NFL preseason stuff or action. And then the NFL season starts. Time flies when you're having fun. I hope you had a good summer. Speaking of fun, some people didn't have fun today. Kirk Ferentz, head football coach over for Iowa, suspended for one game, a recruiting violation. Shame, shame, shame. Speaking of college football, hey, thank you so much to Brian Fisher from Fox Sports for joining us. We talked all things college football. Congratulations to A.J. Terrell, Atlanta Falcons' second highest paid cornerback in NFL history, right behind Jair Alexander's four-year, $84 million deal. He got 4 years, $81 million. Yeah, just take the money when you can get it, right? Speaking of money, Aaron Judge is going to be making $360 million. Aaron Judge hit another home run today. What a shock, right? 48th home run of the season. He's on pace for 61. If he keeps up at this pace, he might break the American League record again. His own record of 62. Jahan Dotson's been traded from Washington. Washington traded him to Philadelphia. What? I guess when you're going to suck, what does it matter if my neighbor's doing better than me? Just go ahead, keep the lawn mower. I'm doing bad over here. You just keep mowing your grass, I guess. Justin Fields thinks he's done enough to be QB1. His head coach, Mike Tomlin, is just like, not so fast, bro. Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, what's the conversation about? Who's going to start there? Don't start Drake May. Let Jacoby Brissett take the beating before you put him in. And then, unfortunately, we had a manager fired in Major League Baseball today. All my friends in Seattle heard about it. Scott Service, I remember when he played. That's when you know you've gotten to a point in life where now you are watching people's kids. And the kids are not kids. They're like grown adults. And watching baseball, every time I see Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I just go, I watched his dad's whole career. What am I looking at his son for? It's awful. It's terrible. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. If you want to call me up, knock yourself out. The number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As I sit here in the studio as well, I got NFL preseason action on. Anthony Richardson is playing football. He threw a touchdown to A.D. Mitchell, their latest draft pick at wide receiver. And then he threw a pick six. And so the great mystery of Anthony Richardson continues. Yes, it's preseason. Not overly judging or whatever the case might be. You never know. You don't. And so we got a lot to do. And I'm just here to hang out and obviously talk about sports for the next hour. And so let's get to the phone lines. And you know what? Let's kind of walk through and hear some of the action and news that came through the pipe today. So we'll do that momentarily. But before we move on, Jason is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jason, what's on your mind?
Oh, thanks so much for having me. This is awesome. I was sitting here laughing. You guys were talking about David Carr. And as a Ravens fan, I am pretty sure there's got to be some tape of him just getting whipsawed back in the day. Oh, I don't remember anything in particular, but I know we played the Texans a bunch and he just got destroyed. So good news for them, I guess, is they've got a good QB. They got a good line. Like I'm bullish on the Texans. I like everything they're doing down there. And obviously love the Ravens, but I mean it's shut up or, you know, put up or shut up time. I was a big Flacco fan, but he got his butt kicked a few times in the playoffs, and then he broke through. I think that's the formula to be a winning QB nowadays. And so, honestly, like, if I'm a betting man, I almost might like the Texans on sort of a fire over the Ravens, probably. Wow. With, you know, low returns. So, but I'm not a betting man, so I don't have to make
so
that choice.
You feel better this upcoming season about the Texans than your own Ravens?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I still think the Ravens are going to do really well, but it's hard, and team chemistry and all that stuff's got to click. And I mean, you got to turn on sports talk radio around here after a bad game, and they want Harbaugh out for the last 5-10 years. You know, put up or shut up. You know, granted, it's knee jerk reaction, but I think Harbaugh's an all of, you know, MVP coach. I love him, everything he's done, but you know how it is. It's a business, and win for a few years, and you got all the talent. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere. I think.
I hope not. Well, I mean, you mentioned you were running through that QB list earlier, that Rolodex of, oh, my goodness. Like, makes me so thankful we've got Lamar here. But, I mean, it's a tough business. That's all I'm saying.
It is.
Good luck to everybody out there. But, David Carr, man, thank God you're in the studio and hopefully have a nice contract and not getting hit by Raylos and Ed Reed and Haloti Not anymore, right?
Haloti Not. Could you imagine? And thank you, Jason, for calling from Baltimore. Damn it, could you imagine Haloti? No, I don't. Hickey, I'd be dead if Haloti Not fell on me. I'd be dead.
I mean, I'd be dead if Ray Lewis fell on me. I'd be dead if Ed Reed fell on me.
No.
That dude is all muscle.
Internal bleeding, but not death.
Okay. I guess I'll sign up for that.
You'll be okay. you'll be all right. Haloti Not, at his peak, Haloti Not weighed, what do you think he weighed? 350?
Is it 40?
60?
Somewhere in there?
Oh, my God.
Want to know what it's like to get squished, like, as an ant? You can find out that way.
Okay. What did you say? You said 340?
340. Is that the right answer?
He was listed at 6'4", 340.
6'4". I thought he was actually a lot taller. Oh, my God.
6'4", or 340.
It's a large man.
But, you know, if they have him listed at 340, he weighed more than that. Come on now.
Do you think they would tip the scales forward or back?
I think you make him lighter, right?
I feel like for that position, you make him sound heavier than he is to maybe
fool the opponent. Scare the hell out of people?
Right. Scare the center, scare the quarterback. Oh, my God, this guy's range. Like, realistically, I would say like 330, maybe 325.
Oh, okay.
But 340, oh, my God, 340 pounds, this guy's going to kill me.
This is the reverse of Kevin Durant, the seven foot tall shooting guard who is like, I'm 6'10".
Right. Exactly right. Don't call me 7 feet.
I think he admitted when he used to talk to women, I think he would tell them he was 7 feet tall. I think I heard that.
I mean, like that. There are plenty of guys that lie about their height in order to get women.
Right.
I don't think Katie has to lie about how tall he is. I think
how tall are you? I'm only 6'10". Really? Really?
I like 7 footers, so I'm out of here. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sure
how tall are you? I'm 7 feet tall. I'm 7 feet. at that point, does it matter? I guess... Does it matter?
No. After like 6'4", it doesn't matter.
Are you 6'10 or 7 feet? There's a difference?
No. When talking to girls, no.
No.
Trying to block a shot on the court, get over somebody? Yeah, definitely a difference.
Did you see the clip where they said Breonna Stewart, her wingspan is longer than a lot of the dudes in the NBA? Did you see that?
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Prolific shot blocker for a reason.
Breonna Stewart?
Yeah.
That's what she does, block shots?
She does everything.
I didn't know that. I just know she scores and rebounds. I know that. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going in the paint if she's in there, that's for sure.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not going to the WNBA games.
Oh, come on. I've been to a game this year. Damn, that got dark fast.
I did. Listen, we have talked about the WNBA a lot, okay? You went to one game this year?
One game, yes, sir.
I went to see Caitlin Clark. So we have done our part, okay? Are you going to go see the Liberty in the playoffs?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Up in the air, we'll say.
Well, we have contributed and we have done our part. I'm good. The Liberty go, you should go see a playoff game. I mean, eventually. They might be the closest team in New York to winning a championship. They might.
I would say, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Better than the Mets, better than the
Don't
Knicks.
Trust the Yankees in the playoffs.
No, don't trust.
Rangers.
Rangers. What else are we missing? I don't know. Certainly the Brooklyn Nets. How many people are going to show up to their games? Five Knicks fans? Hey, you know, instead of going to the Garden, we'll just go over here to see the team play. You know, whatever. Anyway, hey, speaking of the Yankees, again, I told you about Aaron Judge. This guy's crushing baseballs. He is a beast. He is a monster. The New York Yankees beat the Guardians earlier today 6-0. And Aaron Judge decided to crank another one. I want you to take a listen to this call from the Yankees Radio Network. This is Justin Shackle.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep down the right field line. Brennan's only going to watch. It is gone. Onto the porch. Aaron Judge. He strikes again as he turns up the slug in the fourth. Home run number 48. 1-0 Yankees.
Yeah, Aaron Judge, he's literally a man playing amongst boys. Yeah. Yeah, he's a... Yeah, what you don't know what the hell I'm saying. Anyway, the man broke the American League record for home runs 2 years ago at 62. He's on pace right now for 61, but if he keeps going, he's going to crank more than that. This is his seventh time hitting a home run in the past 10 games. This is his sixth time hitting a home run in his last seven games. I say to myself, I want to bet, but then I go, if I bet on it, he's not going to do it anymore. This is his 13th time hitting a home run in 23 games. I mean, even Giancarlo Stanton, who hits home runs when he's healthy because he can't even run around the bases at this stage, he was on the Yes Network, and he's like, yeah, I think Aaron Judge can hit more. I think he can break his own home run record.
A whole nother level compared to 22. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting last 5 weeks or so, and I think he could do it again.
I hope so. I'd love to see it. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. That's some good news. Let's alternate now to some bad news, because life is all about balance. Let's go to Iowa. Talked about the WNBA, Iowa, Caitlin Clark. There we go. Let's talk about the football team. Their head coach, Kirk Ferentz. This is the man who had to do all that, I guess, soul searching. He had about 8 to 9 players, 10 players, however many. They were saying a few years ago that he was running a program that was not, I don't know, warm, welcoming. Well, it was discriminatory to black players. That's what they said. And so what's the drama this time in 2024? Well, the man who's been coaching there for the past 26 years, recruiting violation. So what did he do? Did he take a recruit to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Did he buy somebody's mother a car? Like, what did he do? He reached out to Cade McNamara too soon. Remember, J.J. McCarthy took his job, so he had to leave. Anyway, he apologized today. He said, I've been around a long ass time. I'm almost 70. Everybody makes mistakes, and I made one. Listen to his apology.
I tell our players, you know, we abide by the rules. And in this specific case, I did not do that. I made a mistake during the recruiting process. I want to apologize to our players, coaching staff, university leadership, and our incredible fans. 26 years as a head coach. This is the first potential level 2 violation that I've had, and it won't happen again.
Oh, man. You know what? This reminded me. Hickey, do you remember the strength coach on the team? Like, the guys were getting sick. He was working them too hard in off-season workouts. Remember that?
He was fired, right?
He got the boot. And you want to know the jackass that hired him? I remember this now. Urban Meyer hired him to coach the Jaguars. And there was like an uproar about his hiring, and that Urban Meyer had to fire him.
That was a crazy time. That was right, 2020, so 4 years ago. Oh, yeah, that was
Urban Meyer's whole time.
Par for the course.
Urban Meyer, he was there after that, Urban, up in Jacksonville. Was it when he was hanging out with the girl who wasn't his wife at the bar.
This all happened in the same year. I think his first, I could be wrong. I think his very first hire was the Iowa strength coach. Right after this, you know, these complaints, and he was fired. And then obviously players and others alike were like, what the hell are you doing? Fired him almost immediately.
Right.
And then other, you know, he's kicking the kicker. And then the big one, yeah, he's hanging out at a bar after a game with a woman that's not his wife. All that's, well, all was in the span of 9 or 10 months.
Right. Well, he, in 2020, in 2021, that's when Urban Meyer did all of this. Yep. What a guy. What a guy. It's one of my favorite stories ever. Ever. Like, the guy got fired. Well, not, no, the guy took a loss. He lost a game on Thursday Night Football. He did not go back with his team. He decided to stay at one of his own restaurants. He goes viral because a woman who is not his wife, probably half his wife's age, is on his lap. Like, what are we doing? Like, is he stupid? No, you don't have to say it. I'll say it. Urban Meyer is stupid. Like, are you dumb? How you do? It was 2021. Who cares what year it is? It was 3 years ago. He's stupid. Who does that? He might as well. Why didn't he hire the young lady as his assistant coach?
Do the old Bobby Petrino then?
Yeah, just no. Let Bobby Petrino try to hide it. He should just hire as an assistant coach here. You hold my headset for me. You know, just walk around with me on the sidelines the whole game, so the whole world can see. Like, what a dumbass. I'm sorry. And then he had that amazing press conference, which was equally as entertaining. I remember he stood around and he said, I'm just stupid. So I can call him stupid because he said it. It's stupid. Made a stupid, stupid decision. And he did. Speaking of stupid decisions, Mike Tomlin, that poor guy, is going to have to make one. We heard from Mike Tomlin as well today. The media is asking Mike Tomlin about whether or not Russell Wilson or Justin Fields is going to be the starting quarterback. I think Mike Tomlin is sick of talking about it. Listen to his response.
Mike, will Russ start? And is there any more clarity going forward about whether he's in the pole position or the starting
quarterback? Nothing's changed in terms of the position of those guys, and yes, he will start.
Damn. Hickey, he might, if this keeps up, Mike Tomlin might be the next Belichick. Maybe. Is he getting there?
His answers are still even, I mean, he doesn't talk a lot, but they're still, I guess, cheerier, if you will, because they're just so stern and matter of fact. But, I mean, that was a 9-second question and a 3-second answer. So I think you're right. The worse this team plays, I think the shorter the answers will be.
That's good. Because one day he's going to lose it on somebody. Like, he's good for losing it. And in a very stern, he doesn't go overboard. But he's good to lose it every now and then. Everybody loves Mike Tomlin, except for some of the fans in Pittsburgh who want him fired every time the team sucks. You know why they suck? They don't have a quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger ain't going to play forever. I wonder if he's going to continue on with that podcast. Ben Roethlisberger. Hickey, could you imagine? I can't wait for this. If Ben Roethlisberger starts throwing Russell Wilson under the bus, could you imagine?
Oh, I can't imagine. I can imagine.
And I can't wait. I hope it happens. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to listen to. From one washed quarterback to another. That'll be fun. Anyway, it's the JR. And you know what? Also, it's crazy. Ben Roethlisberger is going to go into the Hall of Fame. The fact that Russell Wilson may not, that's a wild world. At least Russell Wilson has Sierra. I guess that's fine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. It's a hard knock life for a coach. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one who got the boot. He got fired. He got removed. They took away his key card. They deactivated it. They said, thanks for your services. Goodbye. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212 42-27. That's 855-212-42-27. I told you, the hard knock life out here. NFL coaches, some of them already are stressed out. Mike Tomlin is sick of your questions about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Jerod Mayo is welcoming in. He's being welcomed into a new world where being a Patriot sucks. And then if you go to the Pacific Northwest, if you go up to Seattle, man, we got a manager who just got the boot. Man, it's baseball. It's August. Everybody's still alive, right? Well, not everybody. Come on now. We know Marlins not alive. The Athletics are not alive.
White Sox are alive, right, though?
Oh, no. They've been dead. Is anything worse? Let's see what they've been up to. I stopped tracking them. What are they doing? Have they won a baseball? I know they beat the Yankees. What have they looked like since? Let's see. Piece of trash team. Let's see what this looks like.
They won the other day. I saw they beat the Giants after almost blowing it. Wow. So there you go. They've won like two games in the past like week and a half.
Oh.
Getting hot.
Wow. Since August 6th, the White Sox have won a whopping four games. And since that losing streak, they've won four games. Good for them. They won yesterday. They beat the Giants yesterday. How about that? Good for them. Oh, man. There's some terrible games they got coming up, too. Detroit, Texas. Well, every game for them is terrible. Wow. What are they in the season against Detroit? Man, they just burn in hell. That's what they need to do. Sorry. Anyway, let's talk about Seattle. This has been a team, I think they've lost, what, eight out of their last nine games? What a disappointment. They were looking for bats, trying to get things together, and they've just fallen apart. And so their manager, I remember him as a player, Scott Servais, he got the boot. Listen, I heard this on CBS Sports HQ.
We have breaking news here on CBS Sports HQ, where the Seattle Mariners are moving on from manager Scott Servais as early as today. That has been confirmed by our MLB insider Jim Bowden. Also adding that Dan Wilson is expected to take over as interim manager. Now, the Mariners led the American League West by as many as 10 games back in June. But, man, it's been a steep slide ever since then. The M's are idle today, but they'll begin their three-game set with the Giants on Friday, trailing Houston by five games in the division. They're also 7.5 games out of that final wild card spot in the AL.
What the hell they think is going – what is firing this guy in at the end of August going to do? Like, is it supposed to, like, launch a fire into the Mariners to just turn things around? I think not. Houston, the Astros, they started off the season like ass. They've been able to turn things around. It's more than likely enough that they're going to win the American League West. And Seattle has lost two of their last eight games. They're firing their manager now? I don't know what that does. And then when you go ahead and I don't know. They're cooked. Hickey, that doesn't make sense. Why are you firing a guy now? Like, for what? You think they're going to turn things around? Or you just let the – I guess, I don't know. You hope to light a spark, but I don't think it's going to do anything.
That was my point I was just about to make, was just you hope you get a jolt. We've seen teams in the past fire the manager, going on a little bit of a run. I mean, there's 5 weeks left, and you're only five games out. So, I mean, there's still plenty of time to make a run here. And, you know, whether it's – getting the attention of, you know, some of the players in the locker room, different voice, maybe there's new life, new energy. If you were, let's say, planning on firing him anyway, with how this season has gone, you're getting frustrated that you don't think he's getting the most out of this talent, then I don't mind doing it now to try to create a spark, to try to still save what is an open season.
I don't know. When you got some of your best guys that have either been A, hurt, or not produced, people are looking at Julio Rodriguez, a disappointing year. It's just been bad all the way around. And so I don't expect squat from them. I like, if you think the team is going to go on a run, then good for you. But I don't look at the Mariners and go, oh, man, they're going to turn things around. It's too many teams. But I guess, hey, it's just the manager. The managers, the coaches, everybody's a sacrificial lamb. because you can't fire the players. You just can't bump them and move them around. You can't get rid of their salaries. You can always get rid of the coach. Make him a scapegoat. Say, hey, if we remove him, then we get a jolt. And some things are just not fair. Unless you are, man, what's his name? Monty Williams. He got like $60-plus million coming his way to not coach the Pistons. I need to get into coaching. I don't think it's too late. Like, that is, like, how do they do it? Like, I'd get how they do. How are they allowed to do this? Here's a better question. Maybe you got an answer for me. And I get it. Coaches have unions, too. Why do the coaches have guaranteed contracts? Anybody? Hickey, Belletti, anybody? Why do coaches have guaranteed contracts? I get it. They have unions. But I can understand a player demanding a guaranteed contract. He's out there performing. I get it. If there are no players, there's nothing. But the coaches are more easily replaceable. Their unions are so damn strong. They got guaranteed contracts. And I guess you can't walk it back now. It's over. But damn.
Can I give you a reason?
Go ahead.
Your players don't listen to you as it is. And if you're on the last year of your contract that's guaranteed, you're already a lame duck. If you get hired on a four-year deal and they know you can get fired at the end of 3 months and not get paid, who's listening to you and how do you command a room? And how do you actually really, truly say what's on your mind to a player if you're worried that that word is going to get him to go to the owner and you'll be out of a job and a paycheck at the end of the week?
They make so much money now, too, though.
Well, not if the contract's not guaranteed, they don't.
I mean, if you can sign a contract and know, hey, I'm going to make $11 million a year. I mean, a lower-end coach is going to make, I don't know, you're going to make $4 and $5 a year. Like, what's the – there's a big deal.
I get that. I think if you would take all the power away from them, not that they have much to begin with, and that's part of it. It's hard to command a room when you got grown-ups. Like, we all think of coaches because we think of, like, when we were younger. It's a little different when your coach yells at you when you're 15. When you're 35 and you got three kids at home and a wife and you got enough issues, you don't want to hear the guy yelling at your face. So there's already that difficulty there. If you don't have a guarantee, they're looking at you like a substitute teacher. Get the hell out of my face. Go away from me. I'm going to do whatever I feel like, because worst case scenario, I get what? Traded? I don't care. I don't want to hear it.
I don't. I mean, they act like that already.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It'd be worse.
I don't know if the players would care that much. Like, if you got the juice to get a guy, like LeBron James can basically say, yeah, I don't want this bum here.
Right. But I think everybody could get him fired if he's on a non-guaranteed contract.
The guy getting
12 minutes a night playing in the NBA can get him fired.
I don't know. That guy's thinking about his own bread. Well, his own paper. I don't know.
I think you think people are a lot nicer than they are. These guys are.
Oh, okay.
Anybody is. If you feel like you got an upper hand on somebody, psh.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, the owners are dumb.
Oh, yeah. Factor that in, too.
How the hell did we get. Well, some of them. Monty Williams did not. The poor guy's wife just died. The guy didn't want to coach. And they said, here's $60, $70 million. He said, okay. And then they sucked. And then they fired him. Now you got to pay him $60 to do nothing. This is the greatest bereavement leave ever. Okay? Like, damn. Not that I need somebody to pass away to get $60 million and go on vacation, but I mean, damn.
But
He's getting $60 to do nothing.
You're right, but that hits right on, again, the ownership, yeah, but think about it for a second. They're dumb enough to think, and $60 million, oh, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't count towards our cap, and I can write it off if I don't feel like. Now, think about if somebody comes into their office and can convince them that the guy that's in the other room is the problem, and they don't have to pay them if they fire him today, and they can replace him with who? Who's the other guy that sits on the bench? I don't know who the hell anybody is. You want him instead? Okay. Like, they don't. I feel like we would open up a can of worms. It would be like George Steinbrenner with the Yankees. You'd have four coaches a year at every team. It'd be a mess.
We'd have more to talk about.
Well, that's true. And that would be a plus side.
Yeah, that's good. Like, we were able to talk about a dumbass owner, you know, giving a guy $60 million, $70 million who didn't want to be there. I will go to a lot of places for $67 million that I don't want to be. Sign me up. I'll go coach the Pistons. I know they got a new coach. Yeah, they got the Bickerstaff. What a world! And he got five. He got the boot. Coaching is good, man. You just make money to get disrespected, and you get paid.
Once you get to the top, yeah, then you get recycled around. It's good stuff.
It is. There's other jobs where you can get paid and be disrespected
and recycled. I feel like those are CEOs. No.
Oh, disrespect.
No, not disrespect. Just recycled all over the place and still get money. Those are CEOs, right?
No, I could think of lower end jobs where people get disrespected and get paid.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hickey, you're wisely avoiding the conversation. Good. We're going to take a break when we come back. I can't believe it. Time flies when we're having fun. This show's about to be done. I'm going to get to your calls, and then I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is August 22nd.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I love Nas. Yeah, Queensbridge. Love Nas. Illmatic. Life is good. That's what he said. Life is good. Hopefully I've helped make your life good just by hanging out, talking about sports. That's it. Worst things in the world, right? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, say something. I got to hit the dump button. I got to sneeze. Go ahead. Do something. Go ahead, Hickey. Do something.
Oh, boy. Well, we are getting ready here for this day in sports history. It's been a fun show so far. One thing I'm very excited for is one of the dates in sports history that I don't think we will ever see again.
Okay. All right. You sure?
I feel pretty positive in saying that.
All right. You know what? Let's not waste any time. Let's go back. What's today? It's August 22nd. The year is 2024, but let's go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh, man, hearing that every day makes my day. Y'all have no idea. One day I'm going to say that to a young man. If I was 50 years young, I wouldn't exist. Anyway, this day, August 22nd, 1989. You heard of this guy. His name is Nolan Ryan. He became the first pitcher in Major League Baseball history to hit 5,000 strikeouts. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of KSE.
It was a 3-2 pitch, and I fell behind him again, and I just threw him fastball low and away, and it was in a good spot, and then he just missed it.
As the day approached, even after more than 20 years in the big leagues, how much antsiness, how much nervousness did you feel today?
Oh, I was quite nervous today, and I think having a day off yesterday probably even made it worse because I sat around and thought about it and with the news conference yesterday and then all the phone calls, so it gave me a lot more time for the thing to build up, and so I'm really relieved it's over with.
Yeah, he struck out another Hall of Famer, Ricky Henderson. By the way, his team lost. The Rangers lost 2-0 to Oakland. I don't even know. Did Ricky Henderson ever formally retire? I don't think so. Bet you asked Ricky Henderson today, he'd be like, I can still play. Anyway, August 22nd, the year 2004. It's the Olympics. Justin Gatlin, before this year, well, he was the last American to win 100-meter gold. Listen to this, courtesy of NBC.
And on their way in the 100-meter final. And Sean Crawford and Justin Gatlin are there. Here comes Pound. Oh, the Queen was there too. In the middle of the track. But it's going to be Justin Gatlin to win the gold medal.
Yeah, that was fast. He's a fast guy. And then some guy named Usain Bolt took over. Thank you, Noah Lyles, for helping get us back on the map. Now just shut up and win. We don't need all your talking before you go out there and do it. That was in Athens. Beautiful place. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Oh, this is a doozy. Hickey, is this the one you were talking about we'll never see ever again?
This is the one.
Probably. August 22nd in 2007. The Texas Rangers, they beat the living hell out of the Baltimore Orioles. Sorry, all my people in Baltimore. They smashed them 30-3. You heard me correctly. In 2007, the Rangers beat the O's 30-3. Yeah, let's just listen to Ramon Vasquez, a three-run home run to make it 30-3. This is on Masson. This is the Orioles network where they got their ass whooped.
Right field and deep. And it's gone. A three-run home run for Vasquez. Texas has put 30 runs on the board. 30 runs. His second three-run home run in this game.
That's cool. I like to see stuff like that. Like, I like blowouts like that. I like when NFL teams score 70 points. Like, I like an ass whooping here. It's like a knockout. Like knockouts in boxing. I love it. Anyway, August 22nd, 2018. Oh, this is funny because we just talked about how stupid Urban Meyer is, right? He called himself stupid. I'm just repeating what he said. He's stupid, stupid, stupid. Urban Meyer, he was suspended 3 games. You remember one of his assistants allegedly hit his wife, domestic violence, and everybody tried to hide it. And Urban Meyer got suspended for trying to cover it up. What a leader that guy is. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. Listen to their president, Michael Drake. He's like, yeah, Urban Meyer, not a leader. 3-game suspension.
Based on the independent investigation, I want to state clearly that we believe Urban Meyer did not and does not condone domestic abuse. However, he did fail to take sufficient management action regarding Zach Smith. Therefore, Urban Meyer is suspended through September 2nd, 2018, and for the games on September 1st, 8th, and 15th.
Yeah, well, in the words of Urban Meyer, he's stupid, he's stupid, stupid. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, Alan is here from Toronto. Hey, Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I still remember that game because I've been a Baltimore fan since 1970. So, and that was the first game of a doubleheader. They lost the second game, too. It was 9-7 in the second game, but that was the first game. And both teams, they were just playing out the string. Texas was 54-70, and Baltimore was 58-65. And back in 1975, there was a movie called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Well, this was also a massacre, too. So, it's it was really something. The Blue Jays almost did the same thing on July 22nd, just 2 years ago. Wow. They had 28 runs against the Red Sox, 28-5.
Wow.
And Texas also, they beat the Orioles in 1996, April the 19th, 26-7. Whoa. So that was their second massacre, too. So it's, that was really something the way, the way everything turned out. Wow. They got, Texas got five runs in the fourth, nine runs in the sixth, 10 runs in the eighth, and six in the ninth. They were trailing 3-0 at the end in the fourth inning. So this, this is really something. The old saying, the only thing you can expect is the unexpected.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's an amazing game, isn't it, baseball?
Yeah, yeah. You never know what you. Yeah, I got a clue. You ready for this one? This is going to knock your socks off, Alan. You ready?
Yes, I sure am.
Tell me if you ever heard this one before. You ready? Are you sure?
Yep. I'm sitting down, too. I'm not standing up. So.
Okay, good, good, good. Life is like a box of chocolates. You finish. You finish.
And like a bowl of cherries. I forget what that one was.
What? All right, Alan. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. There it is, Alan. I got you. But now you know it. You never seen Forrest Gump?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember it that much. Hey, Alan, always a pleasure. I got to run. They're going to cut me off in a minute, okay?
Sure. Always a pleasure, too, JR. Thank you very much for taking
the time. Call me tomorrow, okay? I like you.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Hickey, he's not calling tomorrow.
Upset of the century, Alan. He knows everything about everything except one of the most common cliches of all time. He set the records from 07. 54-7. Life is like a box of chocolates. He's got nothing. My goodness.
Alan, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing. Me and Hickey don't know anything about movies, so there you have it.
We don't know anything about anything.
We don't. We're just here. Well, how the hell did we get here? Who did we bribe?
The right people.
You're damn right we did. That's how you get ahead in life. You got to bribe somebody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the JR Sport. What did I just say? See, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Hickey, do us a favor. Where's Joey? Is Joey Votto around? Is he here? Oh, he's gone.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. The JR Sport Brief Show is finished. Hickey is finished. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 p.m. East. Well, no, what am I? Hickey, I'm screwing up. What am I doing?
6 p.m. We need Alan to come back, finish the show.
Alan cooked me. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me, like Joey Votto, I'm gone. Bye, y'all. Thank you, Hickey.
That's it. I'm done.